It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have the director from the Carbon County Senior Center, Debbie Kobe. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Another visit with me. Yes. I'm excited.
Yes, it's fun.
Now this time, last time you kind of just gave us a rundown of kind of prepare for this in this month and this month, but we've actually nailed down some dates for some of this stuff.
Yes.
But let's go ahead and talk about what you've got coming up in February, which, can you believe that? The month is already gone.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah, it does. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that and then your upcoming events.
Okay. Wednesday is our birthday lunch. We always have a birthday lunch each month to celebrate those birthdays. And Wednesday is our birthday lunch for February, and we're going to have roast chicken and potatoes and gravy, green beans, and of course, cake and ice cream.
Oh, of course. You can't have a birthday celebration without cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
And now, is that for anybody or is that just mostly for seniors?
The birthday lunch is for the seniors, but they can bring any of their family if they want to, and they can join them there for the birthday lunch. That's typically what happens, is they usually bring family members with them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else have we got going on?
In March, on the 28th, which is the end of March, we have Wacky or Crazy Sock Day. So everybody wears their crazy socks. You roll your pant leg up and let everybody see your crazy socks. I have Superman socks that I like to wear. It's got a cape and everything.
Oh, wow. I bet there's some interesting ones.
Yeah, it's fun.
So do you do a little contest or anything with them?
No, it's just more for fun. Everybody likes to see what everybody's wearing. And it's fun to see how many people participate. Everybody wears their crazy socks.
Now, you do kind of a different theme. You try to every once in a while to get the seniors kind of dressed up and do something fun. Yeah. So what are some other types do you do?
Yeah. So in February, everybody dressed up in their pink and their red and all that for Valentine's Day. And then in March, we'll, of course, do St. Patrick's Day because that's, a good day to dress up. And everybody wears their green. And it's kind of fun. You see everybody come in and in their green stuff and with the green necklaces and green earrings. And some of them even have green hair.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. They really get into it up there, don't they?
It's fun.
All right. So what else do we got going on?
In April, we've got several things coming up in April. We're going to have a book and puzzle sale. That's April 9th through the 13th. It's a full week. Anybody can come in to buy these books. They're 25 cents a piece or five for a dollar. Hardbacks are 50 cents. And then we have a whole array of puzzles. And usually they run around 50 cents to a dollar for a nice puzzle.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Up there. Now this, how do you get all the books and puzzles?
The community donates those books. And we have a really nice library with just a whole assortment, just about every genre you could think of. But we get a lot of duplication. And so we sell those duplicates. Usually they have about two book sales a year. So this is our first one. And it's surprising. A couple of years now, we've done well over $100 in our book sale. So that's pretty good when you're bringing in 25 to 50 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
So if anyone out in the community, say they're doing some spring cleaning and they've got a bunch of books and puzzles, can they come and bring those to you and donate them?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there anything else you guys take as donations besides the books and puzzles?
We take, if you have like a gently used or a nice item, we use them for our gift shop because we do have a gift shop that people can come in and purchase things from the senior center. We don't take clothing because we have a very limited space, but, household items, that type of thing, we will take.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, so we've got that going on. What else do we have going on in April?
April, we have our card party. This is our biggest fundraiser for the year. We have a spaghetti dinner with it. So they play cards. We have a spaghetti dinner, spaghetti and meatballs with a green salad and a breadstick. And we have bingo that day. There's homemade baked goods that the seniors bring. And that runs from noon to 4. And we also have a raffle. They raffle off a whole bunch of things. So you can pick up a raffle ticket for a dollar or four for $5.
And so then, opportunity drawings is what they have going on.
Right, opportunity drawings.
All right, what else do we got in April?
April 28th, we have our 3K, 5K fun run, or walk run. And that starts at the senior center, and it's just right there by the senior center. And that's $15 a person, and that helps support the senior center also.
Now, you guys work with Carbon Rec with that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, Carbon Rec takes care of that for us and gets it all organized.
So. And I know the one good thing about that is you don't have to go the 5K. You can do the 3K.
Yeah.
You can walk it. You can bring the dog. You can bring the kids in the stroller. It's all for fun, and it's for a great cause. So.
Yes, and if they can't even make the 3K, that's why we keep it right close to the senior center. So if you want to just walk part of it and come back, that works for us too.
Right, right. So it's a good way to get out and get the kids out and the family out for that
yes.
as well. All right, and what else do we have?
All right, coming up in June, which is it's a little ways off.
But we didn't have a date last time
right.
on this. So
June 15th, we're going to have our annual picnic, and we're going to go to the Little Bear Campground in Huntington Canyon this year. Each year we pick a different location. And it starts at noon, and the senior center will provide a really nice sandwich and probably a pasta salad. We take coffee and tea and stuff like that. And then we just ask the seniors to bring something to share, a small item. They don't have to, like, try to feed everybody, but just a small item to share. And we usually have scads of food, and we have a good time. We usually have our ukulele players will come and do some music, and we just have a good time.
Oh, wow. That mm-hmm. sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So do you camp up there, or is it just for the day?
It's just for the day, but we do have people when we've went other places that take their trailers up and spend the night and are there for the whole day.
Oh, well, good to know. And what else? Our final item.
Our final item, it's Saturday, October 13th. We're going to have our second annual bazaar. We had our first one this past year, and it turned out really well. We were a little bit shy on advertising, but we've learned from our mistakes, and we're going to make it more known in the community, and hopefully we'll get a lot more people out. So if people are interested in a booth, they can call the senior center for more information.
And this is another one of your big fundraisers that
yes.
you have found that a lot of people like to participate in this.
Yes.
And to me, October, I don't know how many people do this. I know I don't, but some people do. They start their Christmas shopping, so this would be good.
Oh, yeah.
To head on over to the bazaar in October.
Yeah, I bought a lot of Christmas items this past one. You can't beat a homemade item.
They have some
so
really
nice.
Neat stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they just need to contact the senior center. Mm-hmm. Is there limited space?
Yes, there is limited space. I think we have room for 20 booths.
Oh, wow. That's not very many.
No.
So first come, first serve if
yes.
you want to be a part of this.
Yes.
Is there a fee then?
There is. It's $30 for a booth space.
Okay. That's not bad.
If you need electricity, it's a little more.
But that's still not bad
yeah.
to go and show off all your arts and crafts. So, well, it sounds like the seniors are just busy up there doing lots of fun stuff.
We keep busy. We have a lot of fun. You can come up any day and see. We've got line dancing going on and Zumba and exercise classes and billiards. And oh, I didn't mention the billiard tournament. I forgot to write that down. We have a billiard tournament in May. But I'll talk about that next time I can.
Yeah, for sure. You'll have all the details and
I will.
Date and time and all that good stuff. And we'll be sure to let listeners know that. Well, anything else you want to add?
Just if you've never been up to the senior center, I welcome you to come up. And if you're a senior, you definitely need to come up and see what a lovely facility we have.
And it is. It's a gorgeous building. I've never been in there. I need to go up there.
You need to come up.
I need to come up
there. I will give you a personal tour.
Oh, I'm excited then. I'm for sure coming. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for taking time to come in and speak with me. I always look forward to talking with you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.